Recently on The Morning Blend, you were introduced to Endow. This is a program for Catholic women that seeks to educate us towards a more profound understanding of their God-given dignity. They have a new webinar series coming up, and they are inviting you to join and listen to the Little Sisters of the Poor for this 8-week series. Joining me this morning to share more is Simone Rizcala, the Director of Program Growth for Endow. Simone, thank you so much for coming on The Morning Blend again.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. My pleasure being here with you.
Well, what a great topic. And I think maybe let's start here with the idea of Catholic social teaching and maybe share with our listeners how it's connected to moral theology.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think most Catholics understand that the church has a system of morality, a moral code, and an ethical philosophical system. But Catholic social teaching is kind of one of those categories that is largely mysterious or misunderstood. And so Catholic social teaching is actually under John Paul II, actually kind of in a certain sense formalized, put it under the branch of moral theology, because in moral theology, we study human behavior and the human person and what the human person ought to do or avoid doing. With Catholic social teaching, it takes that question of human behavior to the level of within our social relationships, what is the best, most just, and charitable way to act toward each other within our essential communities.
Well, Simone, the idea of social teaching, and now maybe people are exchanging that for the term social justice, it really gets skewed online and in the media and can be really political polarizing. Will this series kind of debunk some of those myths that we have about social justice and social teachings?
Yes, absolutely. If you are someone who's always wanted to just understand what does the church mean when she refers to Catholic social doctrine or Catholic social teaching? What does that even mean? This webinar is going to be a great opportunity to go back to the fundamentals. So the beauty of the Endow study guide and the webinar, this was all done intentionally, is to give the person studying it a historical framework. And so that's why the study begins in Genesis, because in Genesis, as soon as God created Eve, there you go. You have a social relationship, right? Okay. And then, of course, we know how salvation history goes. So the webinar, based on the study guide, kind of gives a historical framework for the development of the church's understanding of social relationships. And then also, this is so cool, Brenda, is that it also highlights saints throughout history that really embodied through their life the principles the church teaches. So it's a new way, because oftentimes the way that Catholic social teaching is studied is through the principles, and we certainly do have the principles and the theology of Catholic social teaching, but that sometimes that can be very dry and abstract. So this kind of takes the solid philosophy and theology of the church, puts it into a historical framework, and then highlights the saints throughout history that really embodied the ideals of what the church teaches about how we're supposed to relate to each other in our families, marriages, in our communities, and in the polis. So there's certainly political, economic, and social implications when you study Catholic social teaching, but it all begins in Genesis up until now. And so it's a very broad survey, webinar, course, and study, and we're really excited about it.
Oh, and it's going to be full of great content. Simone Rizcala is joining me today. She is the Director of Program Growth for Endow. Simone, I was really excited to hear that this series is being led by the Little Sisters of the Poor. Now, many of us are familiar with them because they took on the federal government all the way to the Supreme Court with the contraceptive mandate. And these are bold women indeed. Tell us a little bit about them and how they're going to be kind of covering this series.
Yeah, well, the Endow team is thrilled that the Little Sisters agreed to be a presence on the webinar along with us in the panelists. So we have the panelists that are, you know, from our Endow team, and then the Little Sisters each week, and this is an 8-week series, a different Little Sister of the Poor will be joining us each week to study each chapter with us together and to make their contributions. And we thought, you know, it would be so special to have, again, because we can study all the philosophy and the theology in the world, but what we want is that philosophy and that theology to jump out of the pages into our hearts and transform all of our personal vocations. And so, like you said, the Little Sisters of the Poor really, really embody in their own charism, in their own way, the beauty of Catholic social teaching. And they are bold women. And like you mentioned, you know, they'll take anybody on. But when you talk to the Little Sisters, if you spent any time with them, you see that these are truly humble women in the church who really don't, and they're in their charism. It's so beautiful. They don't want anyone to die alone, the elderly and the poor. They want to be there in that sacred moment, ushering them into the kingdom of God. And so, you know, that we can talk all the abstract, lofty talk that we want, but here are the sisters who've consecrated their whole lives to human dignity and human dignity in that particular aspect of end of life. So we really just thought it would be such a gift for the Endow team and for our Endow community and women to be accompanied as we study these ideas and our history and these figures, to have just a beautiful witness right there. Not only sharing their ideas, but their life experience of what it means to be a Christian woman, really working in a true way for justice and for charity in the world.
Sounds like it is going to be a great series, and I hope that some of our listeners, I hope many of our listeners, in fact, will be eager to join in. So, Simone, tell us a little bit about how these evenings are going to happen and how our listeners can get involved.
Absolutely. So this webinar is 8 weeks based on our newest Endow study guide called Catholic Social Teaching from Genesis to Rerum Novarum to the 21st Century. It'll start on August 4th, so it's coming up, until September 22nd. So that's 8 weeks on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, that means 11 Mountain Time, 12 Central, and 1 Eastern Time. But we also have in our international community that be joining in from other countries from around the world. So we're very excited about that. And it's completely free. So if you're able to join us during the live session, that'll be really special because you'll get to actually interact with the Little Sisters and with the Endow team during the second portion of the study. And so you can ask questions, share your contributions as you study along with us. If you can't join us live, you're welcome to register, and we'll send the please register. We'll send the recording to you after the fact, and you can still follow along at your own convenience during those 8 weeks. So you know, that's all you really need to participate fully is our Endow study guide to accompany you. But the webinar itself is totally and completely available and free for anybody who wants to join.
And Simone, for our listeners, when you say anybody who wants to join, who are we targeting here? Is this for moms of a certain age group? Is it for college-aged women, retired women? Who are we looking at here?
I just have to brag right now, Brenda, in a humble way, but because we have women in every age group. So I am mentoring women who are in their 20s, especially who've kind of left the Catholic Church, but have rediscovered their faith after they've kind of maybe gone to university and seen that the secular world has made a proposal and a narrative for their life that doesn't really correspond to the truth of their hearts. And so Endow has become their community where they're like, hey, this is where I can, these are the women that I can kind of exist with that really understand the beauty of Catholic femininity, and they want to study. And so, you know, we have women in their 20s, we have young moms in their 30s and 40s, we have women in their 50s, 60s, and retired who are spiritual mothers to our younger demographic, and who also, for many of them, didn't really receive a robust Catholic education and didn't really get to study these things. And so this is now their time to catch up, if you will, and to really enjoy the rich inheritance of our Catholic intellectual tradition. So we really do. This is true. We really do have women from every demographic. We also have some men that like to tune in and kind of listen, even though this is about our women's community. But, you know, men need to learn too. So sometimes men kind of hop in just to listen in and learn, or some women, you know, loop in their husbands to learn and study along with them. So it really truly is open to everyone who wants to study these ways in an accessible way, because we don't all have time to go get master's degrees in theology or do these lofty things or read all the important books. And that's why Endow exists, because we want to take kind of our incredible intellectual tradition and allow people to love God with their minds, as Jesus asked us to love us with our whole hearts, minds, souls, and strength, and to encounter this rich inheritance, but in a community where we can listen and hear each other and create a truly safe space to speak the truth in love with freedom.
Oh, it just sounds like such an amazing program. I can't imagine a woman who would not want to be a part of this and be lifted up, that we are all here to lift each other up, not try to step right over each other as we raise to the top. Simone, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda.
And that is Simone Riscala. She's the Director of Program Growth for Endow. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find all of the information on this upcoming series with the Little Sisters of the Poor. I'll add that link to the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.